Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome here to the Fred Dreyer Show. Thank you all for joining us. We're here every week at this time. Glad to be with you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, a sports byline, Sirius XM 790 KBC, our flagship and the star of our show. Of course, yours truly, Michael Horn. Oh, that's not me. It's the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well, welcome aboard, everybody. Another show. We're rounding into a handsome, splendid display of sports colloquy.
Yeah, we are really going to do a good job today. And today we have our producer with us. Jeremy Dayton has joined us here in the studio over there. Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Mike.
Jeremy's a big Baltimore Ravens fan and Orioles fan. So having a good time, are you?
They finally clinched. Less expectations this season. So
we don't know. The Dodgers clinched, but we don't know where they're going to start with the playoffs. Am I right there, Fred? We're not sure.
Well, they may go to Baltimore and watch them play.
We'll see what's going on. We're Dodger fans all the way here. Now, Fred, of course, his career with the New York Giants, he signed there, played, what, 3 years there, Fred?
That's correct. It seemed like 33.
And Fred was a genius because they didn't have agents back in those days. I mean, you could have like a lawyer or whatever handle stuff for you, but not agents as we have per se. And you kind of negotiated your own deal, so you played out your option with the New York Giants. And the Giants, well, let's say he played out his option. They traded you quickly to the New England Patriots, and they took one look at you and said, this guy's much too much of a football player. We can't handle this, because they were in a losing streak at that time. So you eventually signed on with the Los Angeles Rams. Great career there.
Well, they traded me draft day to New England. New England had me on paper for about 15 minutes.
That's good.
When they called my mom, and it was the trap, as I said, I'm going to be home, so call me. This was to the Giants. Yeah. Call me, and maybe what we can do is work something out.
Well, hang on. We're going to tell more of that story and take a quick break, because that's a good one. This is one of my favorite stories of all time. So welcome to the show. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll be back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Attention, pet lovers.
try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Over a million babies are lost to abortion every year in the United States. Tragically, 70% of those women who had abortions report feeling coerced into aborting their baby. Through Compass Care's nationwide telecare platform, the pro-life community can now reach women anytime, anywhere. From the busy streets of New York City to the beaches of San Diego, a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy can be seen by a pro-life nurse in as little as 24 seconds. Compass Care transforms a woman's fear into confidence, helping her say no to abortion and yes to her baby. Help a woman save her baby at saveababy.us today and get a free ebook with a gift of any amount. Your gift of $47 to Compass Care provides care and support to a woman, saving her from the coercion and her baby from the abortion. Go to saveababy.us, saveababy.us.
And welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you from the studios of CRN, the Competition Radio Network, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM, 790 KBC, our flagship in Los Angeles. I'm Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer, our producer Jeremy Dayton. And so, Fred, just before the break, we were talking about your career. Now, you signed out of San Diego State.
That's a short conversation.
It's a good conversation. You were signed out of San Diego State and went and played 3 years with the New York Giants. Fran Tarkington, I believe, was the quarterback there, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And you guys had you played out your option. Did he do the same thing?
He had notified the Giants that he would no longer be wearing a Giant uniform. And if they had any brains at all, they wanted to keep the value of the quarterback position.
Yeah.
They would send him back to Minnesota. So they arranged a trade for him to go back to Minnesota. And, of course, that was right around the draft deadline. And then they sent, the Giants sent me, because they couldn't get a hold of me. They sent me.
What do you mean? Wait a minute. What do you mean they couldn't get a hold of me?
When I left New York, I just said, look, here's what I want to do. And help me do it, and we'll all be better off for it. Now, you do know that there's very few, in those days, there was very few opportunities for a player to get to know what his value is, his true value. What's the value? It's like if you go buy a new Mercedes-Benz, and they say, this is a real good deal, and the truth of the matter is, you want to know what they pay for the car.
Yes.
Then you negotiate from there.
So you wanted to know the value. Season ends, you just go home, and then
I go home.
Yeah.
And then on draft day, I figured they'd call me at some point in time, let me know what they did with me, because I wasn't showing up, after draft day. So my mom answered the phone.
It's at your house in Long.
It's at my mom's house in Hawthorne.
Yeah.
And so she says, there's a man on the phone who says he knows you and would like to talk to you. I said, where's he from, Mom? Ask him. So she goes back to the phone and says, where are you from?
Yes.
And she says, oh, Boston, New England. Okay, I'll tell him. Okay. Thank you. So she tells me, and oh, no, here we go. Yeah. So we started the conversation then. Yeah.
This is morning probably, right? Because they're 3 hours
ahead. It's about 6 o'clock my time.
In the morning?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. So what happened?
When I was nice and clear.
Okay, go ahead. And so they say they signed you. Is that what they
did? So they said, we've just traded you, traded for you, and you're going to be the right defensive end, and Julius Adams will be the left end. And I said, yeah, okay. And I said, you know what you should have done? You should have. Now, he says, speak up, Fred. You're here in the press room at Schaefer Stadium, and there's a lot of fans here.
Wait. So they got you on a speakerphone in the press room?
Yeah, without talking to me first.
Not cold out of bed, okay.
So he says, he says, we are so proud to have you. And I said, wait a minute, I'm in the press room? And I said, you know, I think what you should have done before you put me on the phone is to put talk to my attorney, John Thomas. And he's in the phone book, but you can talk to him, and he'll have some ways of us communicating, because as of now, I'm not going anywhere.
In the press room, on a speakerphone, all the press copying, digging notes down.
Ask him if he's going to play for us, you know. So they'd yell stuff like that out, you know.
So what happens?
I just said, you know, we have to get some things squared away here first. I don't negotiate this time of the day anyway. So let's have at it. So they did, and they were very nice. And they came out, and Upton Bell was the general manager for the Patriots. And he says, I've got to sign you. I'm coming out there. I want to talk you into playing for us. And I said, well, you know, okay, come on, give it your best shot. And he did, and nothing happened.
Nothing. You know. Well, apparently they didn't come up with the money at the end. He had offered. You almost got signed up by those guys.
Well, they did give me an offer for a 3-year real good contract, but I said, it's just that, look, if I was going to resign myself to losing, I would stay in New York probably.
You told them that?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. Well, so that's kind of a deal. But so then you went, and you had so many great college coaches that I know you talked to John Madden or whatever, and eventually ended up there. The Raiders were interested, and you signed though with the Rams, correct?
Yeah, I had a little chat with Al Davis for 15 minutes, and I just didn't want to drive around. I just wanted to step outside and be a freeways drive to wherever I was going to work.
So you decided to stay in Los Angeles.
LA. It's where it's really, nice. You can get around really fast.
They got
here.
Problems in Oakland. The football team's gone. Baseball team's going to be playing. We'll have a story on that. And they're going to be playing in Sacramento.
Oakland Alameda County Stadium is a real woodpile, brother.
I do see you as maybe like a coach or something, as a real high roller with the now Las Vegas Raiders, because you would have made a great all-pro defensive end there. You and John Madden as your coach. That would have been pretty interesting, Fred.
Yeah, it could have been, but yeah. It wasn't to be.
Yeah, so speaking of the money and all this kind of stuff, too, this is a story, and Jeremy, you can chime in on this. The Pirates, the baseball season's coming to an end, right? So the Pirates, yeah. They had an offer to their first base guy, Rowdy Tellez, and he had, listen to this, Rowdy Tellez had 6 games left in the Major League Baseball season, and they DFA'd him. They moved him down to the minors. Is that right, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Put him down there. With 4 plate appearances. Apparently, Tellez had a $200,000 bonus if he made so many plate appearances, 421 appearances. He was 4 away from it.
Yeah, he needed 425 to reach that escalator bonus. And let him play one more game before DFAing him, and he gets an extra $200,000.
I'm sure all of his teammates were saying, boy, Rowdy, you're like four little days away from really getting a big shock of cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to happen.
Not so. He's playing for the Pirates. So they say it looks like the obvious reason is to save money, right?
Yeah. And they try to claim that it's not, that it was performance. But when you look at least one of the two guys they brought up to replace him, they could say it's positional, that they need that position, an outfielder be brought up. But the numbers are not as good as Tellez. So it's just give him one more game.
Yeah, Rowdy Tellez, they could say it's his poor play. But listen to this. Through 131 games, he's had a .243 batting average, .299, .392. Good for an OPS of .691. And this guy was looking like he was not bad over there. And he was also tied for fourth on the team in home runs with 13 and third in RBIs at 56. That's pretty good for the year.
Well, especially since they're not going anywhere. They're eliminated from playoff contention. Like, give your guys something to feel good about.
Well, he earned it, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, it was clear he was going to. He should have been there.
The Pirates' general manager, Ben Sherrington, told reporters, he sounded like that. Who was the guy in New England that was there? That was
Upton Bell.
Upton Bell, because he said, the impending bonus had zero factor on the decision to cut Tellez. We feel like we gave Rowdy lots of opportunity here this year. To his credit, he fought through some difficult times earlier in the year and fought the way out of it. Had periods of success and periods of frustration. This is just where we got to the season.
His empty words.
Four at-bats.
Gaslight the poor guy.
Nothing but liars.
We'll take a little break. Come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on X at @Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm Michael Horn, along with Fred Dreyer, our producer, Jeremy Dayton. Jeremy, you found a story this week. A lot of people talking about this number one story in the NFL this week, and that's the Raiders head coach, Antonio Pierce. He walked away from it was a terrible defeat, I guess, at the hands of the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Carolina Andy Dalton beat them?
Yes, correct.
They destroyed them. They dismantled them.
36-22. And he says that some, his belief, the coach said that some of the players made business decisions during the 36-22 loss to Carolina. And the Raiders star, wide receiver Devontae Adams, was asked about the comments made by the head coach, and he doubled down on it. He agreed with the coach and the statement, correct?
Yeah, well, after the game, he was like kind of bewildered by that. He said, I don't know about that. But then he said after watching the game tape, he full-heartedly agrees with him.
Yeah, he says, quoting him, well, I mean, I agree. I think at the end of the day, you look at the drives that we had at the end of that game, and we didn't have much to play for other than pride. Just doing it for the Raiders logo and then the name on the back as well. Putting something together good on tape, just so we didn't look like the complete trash out there. So apparently this was a big deal. A lot of people, he said, were going there, and there were some guys out there that were just kind of trying to see another day. And so that's not really what the game's about. If you look at the tape across the whole game, it wasn't really just late in the game. It was multiple times throughout the 3 hours we were out there. I mean, the Raiders found themselves, after three quarters, 27-7, they were down over that. So, Fred, for you, how difficult, when you played in your playing career, if you had a blowout game, is it difficult to stay motivated in there? Do you start to wander, or do you still have a professional attitude? This is your job. You got to see if you can come back.
Well, it all depends what time of year it is.
Oh, really?
You know, look, winning these games is not easy. What happens is the teams that you're supposed to beat, you got to beat them.
Yes.
The Raiders have to beat Carolina, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And they didn't, and they'd look bad doing it, and they have to just suck it up and play better next week, or whoever they're playing next week.
Exactly. So I don't know if they can come back or not. And then, JD, this is a tough thing. I mean, everybody has a blowout game, but you got to keep moving forward on the thing. Look at the Rams. Jeremy, you and I handicapped last week. Fred wasn't available. We had the 49ers and the Rams. I think everybody picked the 49ers. And look what happened. The Rams injury prone, but they came back and scored, what, 17 points or something there at the end of that game on answered
points? Yeah, something ridiculous. Juwan Jennings, 3 touchdowns, 170 yards. He was like their third or fourth receiver. But with all their injuries, they went off.
Yeah. So you got it.
Can I ask something about the? It's not in the prep, but about that game, because Carolina, they went in there with Andy Dalton at quarterback, and I don't know how surprised you were by that. How one player, like benching Bryce Young, which we talked about last week, how he can come in there and completely change the outlook for that entire franchise in one game. Are you surprised by that? Is that something that you think is short-lived because it just lights a fire under everybody? You know, just thoughts on that. Because
if one player can lead the way here, is what you're saying, right?
Well, just to give that hope that just fires everybody up to have such a drastic turnaround. They couldn't do anything on offense, and that bled into the defense. And all of a sudden, the Raiders coming off a come-from-behind comeback against my Ravens come out completely flat. It's a completely reverse scenario.
Who was same quarterback playing? Who was?
Well, Gardner Minshew was for the Raiders, and he seems to always do well against Baltimore. Yeah, but he
didn't this week.
No,
he did not.
So, that's why they go out and get these quarterbacks. They're always value as long as they're not hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, he's a leader. Was a starter for several years at Cincinnati or something.
Dalton, Andy Dalton.
Yeah, Andy Dalton was, but he's also pulled this uh, this trick where he's retired, he stays in shape, expecting phone calls. I mean, if I'm a quarterback,
like Flacco.
If I'm a quarterback, and I'm not alleged to any one franchise, I sit back and make sure I'm doing a great job of staying in shape and keeping up on the offenses and watching a lot of film. And his agent is in contact with the other teams that he's interested in going to. And by the time he shows up, gets his stuff on, gets his locker, he's ready to go.
Yeah, well, it was a tough game for him. We'll see what happens this week when we get out there to play again. Now, we got to say hi to some of our good listeners out there. Nikki is in Nebraska, and we got Rachel listening in. We got Bruce in New Mexico. A lot of people calling in with comments. Here's one, but somebody wrote in and wanted to know about we mentioned the coach on Detroit. He's sort of a hard-nosed kind of guy there on Detroit, on the Lions. And apparently, I didn't realize this, they were in the Super Bowl last year, played the 49ers and lost.
NFC Championship.
NFC Championship game, you're absolutely right. And the Detroit News reported just this last week that according to police reports, multiple people showed up at Dan Campbell's residence in Bloomfield Township in Michigan the night of January 28th, hours after the Lions lost to the 49ers. Now, Dan Campbell's home address apparently was publicly leaked on social media by his daughter's classmate earlier in the year, and it ultimately prompted the Detroit Lions coach to sell his home, move his family to another place.
That's a pretty good adjustment, isn't it?
It is a big adjustment. You sell your house, right?
That's, you know, look, I'm sure. I don't look. It's kids being kids,
Well, kids being kids, but, that's a...
Well, think about the whole aspect of the game, though, where the fan that did that said this expletive goes for it on fourth down is so irate about a call in a football game that he's willing to put his family's safety
it was
at
purposeful.
Risk. Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, according to the report, a Lions security officer contacted the Bloomfield Township police right to the night of the report that Campbell's address had been posted online. Campbell, his wife Holly, they're still in the Bay Area, but then they moved again now, and vehicles started showing up. They were out of town that night coming back in, and the daughter was there with her boyfriend. And according to the report, the daughter's classmate was identified last year on January 29th. Questioned by investigators, the classmate said he and his friends were distraught by the Lions' loss to the 49ers and that they, in quotes now, found humor in the Snapchat post.
That stuff is normalized in the world today. They find humor in other people's agony and suffering.
It is absolutely
nuts. I would make sure that my child never saw the light of day again with that person.
Yeah. Well, this wasn't her boyfriend. It was a classmate. But you're right. I would never even associate with him.
Yeah, he's gone.
That's tough. Now, I don't know if anybody knows this, but recently Shohei Ohtani bought a home beautiful in La Cañada. You like that area, Fred Dreyer.
That's a good area.
In California. And apparently, I don't know, some real estate guy posted online Shohei Ohtani's new house. And it's in an area where there's a pathway, apparently. Someone told me that you can walk around the house. So many people showed up, so many cars were there that Shohei Ohtani sold the house before he had a chance to move into it. That's sick. That is sick.
Wow.
Really?
How do you trust a realtor or someone to throw that? I saw it on the internet myself. I was there looking on Google search one night, and there's Shohei Ohtani's house in the beautiful La Cañada area. It's like nuts.
I thought I saw your car up there in La Cañada.
No, I did not go there. No. I was at Fred's house.
did you see what kind of house it was?
It was a beautiful house, yeah, a big, nice-looking mansion-type style, suitable for memorabilia and a great storied baseball career that we hope continues.
Fence around it?
It has a fence around it, yeah, but, I mean, how would you like to have people driving by your place at all hours of the night?
You wouldn't
want to do that.
The cost for making millions and millions, $700 million contract.
Yeah. He's going to have to buy, some acreage and build his own house up there somewhere.
I mean, where do you go? And you got to be secretive about where you are.
up in the clouds. It's going to be like the Jetsons soon.
Yeah, and then you got a kid in school that goes, well, I know where she lives. It's such and such an address, mm-hmm. and that's so easy to do. And
then, how are you going to hide a tall Japanese kid?
Well, I don't know. I'd go in with the, you know... I'd take a pickup truck and go in there and load some stuff in there and drive them out secretly in the back, you know? You got to do it. Did you get hit up a lot by that? People know you. You always were in kind of in.
No, but I was a I'm the friendly neighbor where I live.
Yeah, but you also were in an acting career in Hunter, for God's sakes, which, by the way, is on Roku everywhere. It's the VCR's recording episodes of your show every night now. I get to sleep at 2-3 in the morning. I watch two or three of them.
So I could quiz you and you should be up on.
Not yet. I'm getting close to it. I'm working through the seasons.
Be up on the material as well.
And Land's End also, that you had one of the very first syndicated shows, right? Non-network type shows.
Yeah.
And that was in Cabo San Lucas.
Yes, it was.
Did people leave you alone there in Cabo? Or?
Yeah, sure. They just, like anybody else, fishermen, you know, they running around in their Jeeps with their 75-cent margaritas.
Yeah, they have good margaritas
and
there.
Fly fishing and... You know, people had go down there, have a great time.
Did you ever go out like whale watching or fishing out there when you were down there?
Yeah, I didn't. I never had time to do anything.
Yeah, you were like executive producer on the thing, weren't you?
Yeah, and we had you know, there's always something to do. You know, you just, you know, the people that work out of our production office had a real good run at. Having some recreational time for themselves. Yeah.
You, who was in charge of casting on that show? There were a lot of great-looking actors and actresses there on the show.
Yes, there were.
Who was it? Was
well, there, I helped out.
You did help out? Okay. We'll take a little break here. You got to watch Land's End. People have been talking on this show since we've been doing it. How do I get to see it? It's on TV now, so check it out. We'll continue. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And all for less than $30 a month when you get 4 lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants to?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with our buddy Jeremy Dayton here, and Fred Dreyer with you every week at this time. Thanks so much for joining us. You can email Fred. He reads them here on the air, too. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X at Fred_Dreyer. And also you can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Martine is out there, says hello to you, JD. She kind of checking you out here. We're on video, by the way, on YouTube, Facebook Live, crntalk.com. Check out the show. Kristen in Connecticut, she says this to you, Fred. She says, it's not often that a Jets fan can get excited about a game, but that last Monday night game, that was a pretty good game. Aaron Rodgers and everybody.
It was terrific.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, that was a good
game. Monday night?
Yeah.
They had two games on Monday night.
Yeah, they had two games there. So they really did. Chris says, wants your thoughts, Fred, on Brett Favre. He came out this week with diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and Brett said he was hit like concussions or hit 299 times or something in his career.
Who was keeping count?
I don't know. I certainly wouldn't want to do that, but it's going to curtail his career now, obviously. And but this concussion therapy still kind of being ignored by the NFL somewhat. They got the tents up there now, but when you were playing, you said you get hit, they put you on the sidelines. They said, "Can you go back in there again?" Right?
You qualified to be recruited by your own coaching staff. We need you. Get back in there. Yeah, but I don't know where I am. That's all right. Don't worry about it.
It's really something else. So our thoughts and prayers out to Brett Favre on there, too. Jenny is listening to us in Santa Maria, and I think she's a big Dodger fan. She said she had a comment on there. What about that triple play? The Dodgers almost came from behind the other night against San Diego, and they got a couple of base hits. Looks like they're really building. They had two men on and everything, and Miguel Rojas hits a hard chop hit to third base. Third baseman steps on the bag, throws to second, gets the runner from first, throws the first triple play. That'll kill a rally.
Manny Machado.
Right now.
Yeah.
Hey, they're going crazy here in L.A. trying to figure out where they can aim their angst.
Yeah.
And it just happened. That's baseball.
It's baseball. We'll get it.
At least, San Diego fans have something to root for. I know you don't want to hear that in L.A., but since they did have their football team taken from them, we're talking about Oakland A's losing all their teams.
Wait. That team that was taken from San Diego was taken from Los Angeles by San Diego, first off, the Chargers. And Fred and I worked tirelessly to get them back. Am I right, Fred?
That's right.
How many teams do you need here?
We're older than JD. See, this is where our age comes in. It was the Los Angeles Chargers. Sid Gilman was the coach. Wasn't he the first coach there?
Sid was the coach. And
I better get a shawl.
And they miss him.
So you're saying you're equally Chargers and Rams fan?
Sure, when they're winning, especially. The Chargers have a good team. Rams impressed me last week.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They really did. That 49ers was a good game.
49ers were a disappointment.
Yeah.
What about Christian McCaffrey? Like, all of a sudden, he's going to Germany to see a specialist for his Achilles. It's like looking like he might be out longer than expected.
It sure does.
They're going to, you know what they're going to
do? Is that it?
They're going to do a stem cell.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's probably when they leave. You're right. All right, so this story comes out. Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, he would have signed you, by the way, if he owned him.
You bet he would. He would have given me a part of the team, too.
I'm sure he would have. Here's the deal. He buys a Tom Brady rookie card at auction while he's sitting with Tom Brady. He was sitting next to his former quarterback in New York. It was Tuesday night last week. He lands the card for $120,000. Now, he's collected a lot of memorabilia over the years. He secured a new piece of Tom Brady history with this card. He purchased this rookie card, autographed, $120,000 at Sotheby's and the Fanatics auction in New York. The card had an impressive 9.5 grade, featured longtime Patriots quarterback Tom and his first season in the league in 2000. And now other things, this other card is a Shohei Ohtani rookie card in 2018. Opened the sale, went for $336,000. That was more than double the high estimate and set a new record for an Ohtani trading card. They also had what Ellie De La Cruz rookie card and a Roberto Clemente rookie card. That went for $840,000. And LeBron James autograph cards were sold too. Now, I'm holding back on these, and I brought them into the studio today because I have, and I hope our camera can pick these up. I've got a 3D football star card. For those of you in video can see this with Fred Dreyer on it, and it's 3D. So I don't know if you can see it or not, but it's a beautiful card. It's in great, great shape. I also have this Fred Dreyer. This is a classic defensive end. Look at this youngster here playing with the New York Giants. Was that your rookie card, Fred?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful card there. That's the best card of them all
in terms of design.
It's nice. And here, this one's not bad. Here's another New York Giants card here. Rookie card. Again, Fred Dreyer there. And then we have one more with Fred Dreyer. I'm going to get some more Ram cards here, Fred. There's a Fred Dreyer. That one, a Giants card there, too. And I have one more. This is the Fred Dreyer New England Patriots card. So you can see that one there, apparently. Didn't turn out too well, that picture. What do you think these would go for, Fred? Come on, these are nice looking.
$22.
These are beauty cards. I'm telling you, this is your time of year. We're getting into October. You're coming up, and this is the time we're going to be looking at that two safeties in one game thing of yours.
Yeah, well I don't know if it has any value at all anymore, but there it is.
It has a value. You should be in the Hall of Fame for that alone. And who is going to get tackle this Green Bay Packers, Scott Hunter and Jim DeGazzo? I'm getting good. So two different quarterbacks in the same quarter. He dazed one of them so much, I'm guessing Scott Hunter just took it and gone. And then they bring in the Jim DeGazzo. He comes in there, gets sacked again. Two quarterbacks he hits in this thing, and at two safeties in the same quarter in one game. Never be repeated.
Something like that happens, they probably take your jersey and rip it up and put it in the collector cards.
Well,
they're probably
maybe
really expensive.
We should get a jersey of yours and put it up there. I think we're going to lobby on it. You listeners out there, you're here in the chat room. Start writing the NFL.
It's got to be authenticated. We didn't have anything on the sideline in those days that would authenticate original paraphernalia.
Do you still have that jersey?
I've got jerseys. I don't know which one it is.
It is. It's close.
You didn't specify that one.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's like after Shohei Ohtani hit his classic home runs there, they didn't take off all his clothes and everything, and they were authenticating uniforms and everything. I mean, that's it. That apparently his home run ball, Shohei Ohtani's home run ball, is going to go to auction. Now, the Dodgers, being the big, the great people that they are, they offered the kid. I think it was a kid in there, $300,000 for the baseball. But this kid, the kid opening bid now is, they say on eBay, is going to go for $500,000 and maybe even go as high as $4.5 million.
Who would have thought that he would have got it that game, too? That he would get three home runs.
Yeah, it's something.
And two steals.
Two steals in that game, too. So
he had 10 RBIs.
He's amazing. The Dodgers, the guy Ken Golden, the founder and CEO of Golden, told ESPN this the easiest consignment ever. He said he literally hit these hits on the Thursday, literally Friday. He said we heard from the guy and on social media, flew in a security guard from Miami with a representative, met him and flew back on Monday. So the auction, in case you're interested in throwing a bid in, is going to be October 16th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. 7 Pacific.
And Sotheby's?
Yeah. Where? This is going to be opening gear. It's going to be, and this is going to be.
Where is it?
It's going to be it doesn't say exactly where it is. It's probably on, you're going to be able to do it online. So extended bidding for it.
I wouldn't buy anything of that value online, would you, Mike?
No, but you could look at it. You know, they're looking at this thing and verifying it's the real deal. So
people with that kind of money.
They say it's got scratches on it, so I think Major League Baseball should nail that pitcher that was probably marking up the ball.
Yeah, they said that they tried to get him before he left the ballpark that night. They tried to get it from him that night, but he left. He was like, I'm not giving this to anybody. And I was wondering how they might verify it's the right ball. I mean,
well, here's what they do.
What's that, Fred?
All of the balls that they use for these games.
Mm-hmm.
Are you paying attention?
Yes, I am. I'm listening to your every word.
All these balls that they use for these games that are suspect to be historical balls.
Mm-hmm.
They mark with a special pen from Major League Baseball.
They mark the ball.
They put a dot on there with a special pen that only Major League Baseball would have.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think that destroys the value. This ball shows some black scuffling on it and surface abrasions on
that
this
might
thing.
Be it.
And the current record for a baseball is $3.05 million, paid for Mark McGwire's 70th home run in 1999.
How much was it, Mark?
$3.05 million. Just a little over $3 million. And... I'll take the little over. And that was comic book creator McFarlane Toys magnate Todd McFarlane got that. And he also told The Athletic, Todd did, in 2022 that he owns Barry Bonds' 73rd home run in the 2001 season, as well as Sammy Sosa's 66. This guy's going to put a bid in for this thing. Now, if I was the kid or the guy who had the ball, wouldn't you go and want to meet Shohei Ohtani? Forget the money. Go there, and I'm sure Shohei would
want the money.
Shohei would have given you his bat. Don't you think Shohei would have given you his bat or something in exchange for the baseball?
Well, he definitely would have. But what's worth more? Speaking of ball etiquette,
yes.
In the Monday night game, Washington beat Cincinnati. Jaden Daniels, rookie quarterback, threw his first career touchdown to, I believe, Trenton Simpson or Trent something, an offensive lineman. It's his first and probably only ever touchdown catch.
I think it was Will Trent, but that's a TV show.
Who gets that ball? Because, you know, every time a quarterback throws his first NFL touchdown, that's going ball. Up on his on his shelf.
Well, I'm sure that, you know.
You're going to cut it in half?
You know, that guy's probably not going to score another touchdown the rest of his life.
Do you, as an all-pro defensive end, have like a first something that you have on your memory wall or something, Fred?
Oh, no.
Well, I just wondered. You know, like maybe you get the guy's kneecap pad or something like that for taking some guy down.
They didn't exchange jerseys back then, anything like that?
Yeah. They didn't do that then.
Wow. Oh, I'm glad I was just watching.
You know, I think the league has put a stop to that.
Really?
Really?
I haven't seen it at all.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's a really interesting.
It's good to see sportsmanship like that sometimes.
Yeah. How about that kid in college there? Who's the guy on University of Las Vegas?
UNLV, Tolucas? I can't remember his name. Yeah. I don't have it in front of me.
Walked away from his... he wanted...
was promised
$100,000. Deal, yeah.
Yeah, the NIL, that's... Yeah. I guess we can get into that next segment. What do you think of that? He had $100,000 that the offensive coordinator offered to him. He's speaking for the head coach, but then they refuse to give it to him. And they're 3-0. It's their best start in years, and he walks away from the team because they're not honoring the deal because it didn't count since it didn't come from the head coach, they're saying.
I'm telling you. It's a dispute, I'll tell you that. It's Matthew Sluka's his name, image, and likeness deal. I think we've talked enough about it. When we come back, we have a special tribute to play. We don't do that very often here on the show. But Fred and I and Jeremy have put something together for a very special weekend day that's happening this weekend. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. Got to say hi to Chris, who said, by the way, if you want to watch Lance and Fred Dreyer, you can see this on Tubi or on Plex and a bunch of other channels, he said, and it's absolutely available for free, so you can watch it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Now, it is National Daughters Day this weekend, and so we know a lot of good fathers over there. Hopefully Fred and I are good, and when Fred and I also share the fact that we have beautiful daughters together on National Daughters Day, so if we could, I'd like to say hi to the AM 870, the answer, morning answer host, Jennifer Horn, who is my daughter. That's a Daughter's Day, and she's here at CRN as well, too, and we also have, I believe, for your viewing pleasure here, and we'll post these at our website, thefreddreyershow.com. Your lovely daughter, Caitlin. Fred, you want to say a few words about your lovely daughter?
Yeah, there she is. She's in Oklahoma, so she's not getting much sun.
Well, she's a fair
complexion.
No,
she's good. She actually is
my daughter isn't either.
Outsmarted everybody else by not not getting sun.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can get some sun over there.
Yeah, but she's great.
You notice she's in Oklahoma, Caitlin, and it looks like very peaceful. And Jennifer is doing the morning show in Los Angeles at 8:70 a.m. And the traffic behind her. Are those cars that are zooming by?
That's Brand Boulevard, by the way.
That's Brand Boulevard. Yeah. That's great. Thing. That's good stuff. Oh, boy. I'll tell you, that is... something else. Hey, thank you all for joining us. We appreciate the support that we get from you guys every week here on the show. Jeremy Dayton, thank you for your work tirelessly to put together a great show.
Yes.
My pleasure, Mike and Fred.
Fred Dreyer, thank you for hosting one of the all-time greatest shows of all time.
The all-time, all-time.
Thanks for being the great host that you are, Mike.
Thank you. It's all for that. Jeremy, am I okay in your eyes?
Yeah, you're the man, the ringleader.
Right. Now, if you want to write to Fred, he answers his email, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. I guess he's on Instagram at Fred Dreyer, isn't he, too?
Are you?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I think I am. I know, one of those Instagram, those special.
I like the candy Instagrams.
Kit Kat.
Spy routine.
Final thoughts from you to our audience, Fred Dreyer.
No, it's great. It's great to be here. Thanks, Jeremy, for contributing to the show. Mike, I guess you're in there somewhere.
See you next week, everybody.
Brett Favre is retired.